Good evening, folks. Welcome to another edition of Corporate Crash Course. Sorry, we're running a little late over here. Shenanigans. There's always shenanigans going on. We're back tonight with some more Vazen. As always, I will be Cody, your game master, and I'm joined by my three enigmatic friends, Mike, Chris, and Zoe. I'll let them say hi and introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Zoe.
Every time, guys. Like,
just because I know how much you hate it.
We gotta get you whenever we can.
Yeah.
Where we last left off, you guys got a new kind of crew member, semi-crew member.
I just followed her.
And you guys kind of hung out in the woods around 50 Island Water with your buddy there, DeFargo. Great guy. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend it. And yeah, I believe y'all wanted to maybe go look for a body.
Yeah, we wanted to look for a body that belonged to an arm that we found.
Correct. Now, it's been a couple of weeks, so I don't remember anything that we've been doing. So how about one of you guys refreshes mine and everybody else's memories? What else is going on? Did I miss anything? Or are we just jumping straight in?
Let's see. I remember there being an arm.
A little thing with a Wendigo, too.
Yeah, there was a Wendigo.
Yeah, Eagle almost gave in to the call of the wild.
Almost. Darn close.
But he didn't. I'm
yeah, he didn't this time.
Character sheet.
See, it's just shenanigans. Just everywhere.
All we do is
Janine. Okay. So I believe it was the next morning after the possible wind / Wendigo incident. And where were you guys heading to look for this body again?
I don't think we really decided on where.
Well, I think the first thing was to see if someone dropped a mine on this body. Legs sticking out from under the mine with some red slippers on them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. They sparkled. Caught my eye.
I mean, when you guys examined the mine last time, you didn't see anybody in the rubble. You didn't see anything in the rubble.
Yeah, and I tried to talk to ghosts, and it didn't work. There were none.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, depends on your definition of worked. I think it worked. But I believe it's because you kind of got in the mindset of an arm doing arm things and wanting to be more attached to the body again.
Oh yeah, I was looking for the dead person that belonged to the arm, not just anybody. And there was no soul around claiming the arm.
I would explain it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess not too much happened last time.
Yeah. We did make everybody sleep in the tent together, real close together, and nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh yeah, he's gonna take a nap now.
So I actually think is I'm gonna take a nap.
Just take a nap.
Spent all night keeping watch.
Mm-hmm. The Fargo wakes up and is just kind of like, are we going back to town today, guys? What's the game plan here?
Eagle's gonna take a nap. Well, nap. Yeah.
But it's 6 a.m. It's the best time to go hunting and or fishing.
Are you gonna hunt and or fish?
I mean, I was thinking about it. If we're gonna be out here longer.
Yeah, we'll probably hang out while he naps. So you wanna hunt and or fish?
Sure.
I don't take my eyes off him.
Hey, well, look, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go set my pole over there in Skeleton Lake, and you guys can do whatever you need to do, okay?
I stay within 3 feet of him at all times.
You follow him all the way over to Skeleton Lake, which is one of the kind of sections of the 50 Island Water. It's around kind of the back section. Almost kind of where you found the mine, but not kind of quite all the way up over there. Are you like sneakily following him or just blatantly?
Oh, no. I'm fine with him knowing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my ancestors and family and stuff have been hunting and fishing this area for, you know, to God forever, as far as I know. It's always been just such a beautiful and pristine place, and, you know, I bet you're wondering why it's called, why this section over here is called Skeleton Lake. That's totally fair. I mean, mostly it's just called that because we found a skeleton in it once. Yeah, I know it's not a great story, but, you know.
Number of times I've asked this man to tell me a story, and he just said, nah. And now he's just offering him up?
Completely
suspicious.
Something's off. Ever since he turned into that Wendigo? Something's off.
Oh, really? Ever since he turned into the Wendigo, he's been weird?
Yeah. What are you trying to say here, Cody?
Maybe it was a very stressful metamorphosis for the guy, okay? Maybe there were some interpersonal changes.
What's going to be? He doesn't even remember it.
He transformed both physically and mentally.
Yeah, it's difficult to him. Like, do you want to chit-chat about anything? I mean, we're going to... Eagles.
No, I'm just going to watch him.
Couple hours, and we're gonna be, you know, fishing takes a little bit, takes some patience.
I have patience.
Oh, just the entire day at the lake.
Okay. He starts singing a song.
Sing for me?
Yeah. Well, he's not really, like, singing it for you or at you. He's just kind of singing while he's fishing.
Wow, how sweet. I have Jacques at home, though, so... Nothing's gonna happen here.
Oh, no, that song wasn't for you. That song was to, you know, keep the Wendigo away if we can.
You don't have to be embarrassed. It's okay.
Okay. Keeps trying. Eventually, a couple hours later, he comes back to camp and he's got two decent sized trout. And he immediately sets them out, cleaning them, getting them ready to cook, because it's about lunchtime.
Has Eagle had any trouble sleeping?
No. Excellent. I mean, except for, you know, any of the light or the noise just generally around camp.
You'd be surprised how easy it is to sleep after you've been up all night.
Yeah, that's fair.
And you're as old as Eagle is.
Who's Eagle?
He's old.
This probably is you, like, waking up to, like, you hear something just from the tree, like, hey, morning.
He's right behind the tent.
You just hear from behind the tree, just this. Good morning, Cam.
I think that guy's doing drugs behind the tent.
Anybody finding this guy named Wendigo? I'm ready to, I think I'm gonna punch him in the face or something.
Guys, I'm ready to, like, take on a Wendigo. I can take on anything.
This guy's kind of weird. He just keeps sneaking off in and sniffing bushes and then just comes back just full of energy.
I just like fresh air. I like
fresh air, pollen.
Features.
Just gotta.
Science or just all clear.
Okay, so now he takes the fish and he gets the scales off and he fillets them, gets the fire going up again, and as he kind of puts the, I mean, I don't know, maybe he's got, I would assume he's kind of got some kind of a small grill that he kind of puts over part of the fire and is able to put the fish fillets on top of it. And as he lays them on top and they start to sizzle and you start to smell the kind of salty, I mean, they're not really super briny because they're not ocean fish, but still, that very kind of fishy smell that happens when
that
you start
to river cook, fish smell.
Fresh river trout. And after a spot of lunch with that, maybe some kind of dry, crusty bread that he kind of pulls out of a, a little wrapping in his bag. He still kind of looks at the three of you and is just kind of like, so what do you guys want to do now?
I mean, I'm ready to, like, punch a Wendigo. I don't know about you guys.
I just look at Eagle and wait for him to answer.
He kind of looks at you and he's just like, I mean, I don't think you can just punch a Wendigo, but, like, you do you, buddy.
Why can't you punch a Wendigo?
Well, like...
Are they, like, would your hand just go through them? Are they, like, a ghost?
I mean, I guess a ghost is the closest thing I could think to equate it to. We always talk about them as spirits. So, yeah, I believe as we were describing, my family tends to discuss or tends to, attribute the Wendigo to be more of like a spirit or like a force of nature of some sort.
Who just arrived, Cody is being Defago right now.
Cody's being what?
Defago. That's his name.
Sorry.
Yeah. Do you know who you are right now?
I never know who I am anymore. I'm so sleep deprived.
Whose skeleton did they find in Skeleton Lake?
Oh, I don't really know. They didn't pull it out during my time.
No one figured it out and told you it wasn't really important. They said, you know what, the heck with that guy. We're going to name the Skeleton Lake, but, like,
We always just kind of figured as kids it was just a story to keep us from, going out there swimming when the adults didn't want us to. You know, don't go swimming Skeleton Lake or the skeleton will get you.
Should we be eating fish out of a lake where dead people were found?
I mean, realistically, there's dead people in a lot of bodies of water. I don't think that, you know, means you shouldn't eat the fish out of them.
I mean, fish do poop in water, so I guess it, you know.
Point.
All from the same place.
Yeah.
That's like saying, oh, should we eat this, should we eat this cow that grazed on the grass from that cemetery because there are dead people buried there? Like,
should we?
I don't know.
Can we see this skeleton lake?
Did you?
Let me take you.
Yeah, it's just it's a small area around the 50 Islands water area. Like I was saying before, kind of around near the where the mine was found.
Is it actually a lake, or is it connected to the other bodies of water?
It is a lake, but it is also connected.
I want to walk along the shore looking for tracks leading into or out of the water.
Okay. Any sort of tracks in particular you're looking for, or just kind of anything?
I mean, I'd be surprised to see any, given the time of year it is.
You see my tracks.
I mean, you do, because there's snow on the ground. There's a lot of moose tracks.
Nothing weird. Ice cream.
Right, but again, because of the snow, you know, you're noticing that they're probably like 24. They can't be any older than 24 hours because of the last snowfall. But DeVargo told you before, it's a big moose hunting area, and there's a lot of forest around.
Are there any round stump tracks?
No.
Nub holes?
Nub holes.
That was so wrong saying.
Are there any moose tracks that look like maybe the moose was a skeleton?
No.
I feel like those moose tracks would still look the same.
You
would think so, wouldn't you?
If you look closely, there's a slight difference.
Whips out his magnifying glass. It's just like a centimeter away from the things on the snow. He's just like, I know.
I know.
No,
by the taste
these are all,
of the snow.
These are all bona fide moose tracks.
guys are boned. I mean, crazy thought. So we maybe check the lake itself.
Check it for what?
Ow.
Well, Flynn? I mean, I got this far. I didn't think I'd get any further than that idea. So I am.
As he stands on the shore of the lake, which is, you know.
He did say it was a crazy idea.
It's not the size of, like, Lake Ontario or anything like that. But it's still probably a good 100 feet across, at least. Sure, go ahead. Figure out how you control the lake, Chris. In the 1850s.
Well, you know, I already started this crazy thought. I'm going to continue on with this thread.
I know. I'll jump in the lake, and I'm just going to swim around until I find something.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was going to do.
That's
swimming in a
base. Pretty much what
I didn't find anything.
Gets hyped.
I mean, I. I was about to suggest just start stripping and going in, but it might be a little chilly.
It might be.
There is snow on the ground.
Where do we still have the boat that's there, or is it like off to the shore there?
I mean, you've never, like, I guess you guys probably like passed this lake yesterday, or whenever you came to see the mine, but you did not see a boat on the edge of the lake right here.
Okay, sorry. I thought I misheard and like you guys took a boat to fishing. All right, never mind then.
No, just walked around. Right, so
there must be a canoe around somewhere.
So we step back. Effectively, when you guys were coming here, right, you canoed across a big lake area and you walked through some forest. And the 50 island water area where you are is essentially a large network of lakes, okay, which is kind of in this, in the middle of this large forested tract, right? You could essentially walk all the way around the circumference of the lake bed. I don't know how it works in reality, because there would need to be rivers or streams or something to keep the water moving, but we're going to ignore that for the time being. and basically it's called 50 Island Water because in the middle of this lake network are, right? They're not necessarily very big. They kind of vary in size, and I'm not even really sure if it's exactly 50, but it's just kind of what the area's been called. When you were following the tracks of the Wendigo and kind of going up, what I visualize, so if you guys kind of came up from the south side of it, your camp is on the south side of the 50 island water area. You kind of tromped up the western side of the lake network, following the tracks. And as you kind of got around to the northern part is where the mine was found. Okay. Now, Skeleton Lake is around kind of the eastern side. Call it about, 2/3 of the way around on the eastern side. So almost-ish back up to where the mine was, kind of completely opposite from where your camp is. But you walked there. You walked around to the outside of the lake to end up getting there. Make sense?
Just hear me out. What if I take out my crystal ball and try and talk to the skeleton?
Oh, okay.
I don't hear objections. I'm doing it.
So I'd like to point out that there's no skeleton here right now.
Yeah, I know, but if he died in the lake, you know, his you know, is in the area.
His what's him a thing?
Yeah, what's the word I'm thinking of? His soul.
I mean, I was assuming.
You're gonna try and connect with the skeleton. That may or may not have actually been pulled out of the lake. It may or may not be a real story. You don't know when the skeleton was actually pulled out of the lake.
Yeah, because worst case scenario, I get none.
Great, I'm all for this plan.
I'm going to roll my eyes and ask DeFago if he is a canoe in the area.
Based on that response, I feel like something bad's going to happen, but...
A canoe.
Oh. No, not over here. My canoe is still, you know, parked back where we, you know, came in.
So you've never canoed in the waters before?
Hmm?
You've never canoed around these waters before?
I mean, not normally. We never really journeyed into the islands in the center of the area. It was always kind of been just not necessarily bad superstition. But just, I don't know, never really needed to. The more superstitious of the bunch would refer to them as the Islands of the Dead, but, yeah.
Well, I guess while all this is happening, I'm just going to explore around the lake, see if anything seems slightly off somehow.
Two successes.
Or just...
Two successes? Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Come on. Let me talk to the dead person. Come on.
What kind of dead person do I give you, though? That's what I'm trying to...
The one I want!
One would assume a dead one.
Well, of course it's a dead one.
You're dead, okay. A seance with a live dead person.
Hey, you know the live dead?
Live dead.
Okay. You channel, you reach out to the spirit realm, and you feel a tingling as your essence touches the essence of another connected to the lake in which you sit in front of.
Yep, I'm connected. I've made a connection.
And then suddenly you start to hear a voice coming through the ether at you that says, hello?
Hello.
Yes?
What, to whom am I speaking? Is this the man that died in the lake?
No.
Who's this?
I died, and then I asked to be, like, buried in the lake.
How do you get buried in a lake?
Well, you put the body on a boat of some sort, and you tie it with some stones, you fill its pockets with some stones, and then you bring it to the middle of the lake, and you put them over into the water.
Sounds a lot more like sunk in the lake and not buried in it.
I mean, you know, sure.
So, how'd you die? Why are you here?
Oh, you know, my name was Running Deer. I lived among the Algonquin people many, many moons ago. I was a great warrior, and I died at the on the eve of my 70th year. Surrounded by my family, and I said, honey, I want to be buried in the lake. You know the one. And, here we are.
What year did you die?
I mean, I don't know. We didn't keep track of years.
Okay, I think I got the wrong number. I'm gonna go. Bye.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
You too. Bye. Bye. I put my crystal ball in my bag.
Sorry, it was 555 DEE dead.
That cat would not stop.
Well, like I said, I'm gonna walk around this lake and figure out if there's anything amiss.
Perfect.
No, nothing seems to be amiss for the moment. It's a lake. And then, oh my god, you come across a big trail of blood. No, you don't. It's just more snow. Yeah. It's just a lake.
It's yours. Your nose is bleeding.
I know. I think I breathe in that fresh air too much.
Yeah. When you breathe a little too hard, you know? You inhale a little too sharply.
Yeah, it's this brisk air. It does it to you. Just careful to, you know, just breathe
that
carefully.
Mountain air. The different elevation.
Yeah,
from what you're used to.
I'm an expert on this sort of thing, you know? I mean, detectives, we have expertise on little, you know, little expertise
you
here.
Detect and we're expert.
Yeah, I detect a lot.
So,
maybe
this is a good moment where I, Cody, as the game master, I'm going to call a little bit of a timeout.
Yo, he's calling timeout on us.
And have our group kind of step back for a second and just collectively try and understand, what are you guys trying to do?
Find the body of the arm.
Okay. Well, okay,
that's
sorry.
What we're
first
doing
question,
right now.
First question, why? Second question, how?
Why not? And communing with the dead.
Okay.
I want to check with these so-called islands of the dead.
Cool, let's do it.
Okay.
So we're dropping a missing body then, going for the island.
We're coming back. We're just putting a pin in it.
Oh, okay.
We're just putting.
We don't care what that man up there is saying.
In it.
Wait, okay. You think he's God or something? Nah.
I mean, the trail's got cold for a while at least.
So it's getting on to middle of the afternoon. No, because you guys have walked around to the lake, kind of checked it out. I guess threw some stones into it and whatever.
Talked to a dead guy.
What?
Talked to a dead guy.
You
That's
did talk to a dead
it.
Guy. Running deer was pretty cool.
It was very helpful.
I have to admit it was just me screwing with you, Ingrid. You did not actually speak to a dead person.
Just me.
She's behind me whispering. Will I have my eyes closed?
Okay. And so then what? You want to go check out the islands?
I do.
Okay. I assume you kind of mentioned this to the group, and Defago's kind of like, well, I mean, if you really want to, like, kind of go tromp around there, I'd suggest we probably do it tomorrow, and then we can make a full day of it. Otherwise, you know, you're going to get there and maybe get to spend an hour before having to kind of turn around and come back before it gets dark.
Or we could stay there.
I mean, if you want, kind of felt like our camp here was kind of nice and cozy and, you know, a little bit broken in by now, but sure, yeah, let's just uproot everything and move it all over there. And,
Do you have a reason that you don't want to stay there?
No, it's just annoying for me.
Is it
you guys
sweet?
Aren't the ones setting this camp and handling all of this stuff.
I mean, you may have a point there. I'm sorry, as the somewhat newest guy here, part of the team, you know, teammates.
Eagle will go back to the tent and sleep.
How about this? To make things a little easier, Mr. Ghoul, you're going to tear down the camp.
Whoa. No, I'm going to need somebody to help me go get the freaking boat. And bring it up here, and then we're going to have to use that to get across.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Ghoul, you can get the boat.
Great.
Well, all right, I guess I'll go get the boat. I might have to take a
Trust
quick minute to...
the boat?
What?
I was going to be there.
Trusting Defago and this random guy with the boat?
It's either trust him with
the
boat or leave him with you alone while you nap.
All
I mean, I'm a little hurt.
Do you trust him alone with you while you're asleep?
No.
Then we're sending him with Defago.
It's okay. I get it. We'll build on that trust. We'll work on it. We'll work on it. I know it's still fresh for all of us. We'll work on it. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Also, Mr. Ghoul, while you're there, just make sure that Defago doesn't, you know, do anything weird, like try and eat you. Cool. See you later. And I go into the tent.
Well, I guess me and Defago will go get a boat.
It takes you about an hour, 2 hours, I guess, to get back there, kind of get the boat and pick it back up to the camp where you guys are. It's uneventful. He doesn't try to eat you.
You know
him. He's, I don't know. Very much just kind of like, you ever, like, calm down or anything?
I'm a busy guy. I gotta get my energy going. I gotta, you know, as a detective, I'm on the case all the time. I have several cases. Mm. Also, speaking of, I'm just gonna take a quick second over that tree just to get some fresh air. Don't mind me. We'll get this boat going. Just hold, give me a sec.
We have a diagnosis for people like you and my culture. Typically, it's when, two souls get kind of jammed into the same body together and you're just fighting for dominance and excitable, I guess. I don't know. I really hope I didn't just offend anybody by saying it.
Sam, in the comments, what disease is he talking about?
Audience, what is the answer?
No.
What mental illness is he referring to?
Okay, maybe we should unpack that can of worms. Right, so
you're gonna take a break.
You take the bump, and then you get the boat, and you walk it back up.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at before.
Bump and boat.
The bump and boat.
The boat.
If he's a bumping, don't come bumping.
They get back, and Defago's just kind of like, okay, guys, we got to break down camp. If you want to be able to get over to the island, set it up again, we got to go now. Night's going to set in about 2 hours, and it's going to take us a little, like, probably about a 10-15 minute paddle over there, and then we got to hike up and find our site. No objections? Okay, good.
No, I mean, sounds good to me. Hey, you guys good? You good? I mean, no, I know we're still working on our trust. Our old trusting. We good?
Yep.
So, he brings the canoe down to the water, and packs everything up into it from the camp. As the four of you get in and start to paddle across, the day is cooling down. The sun is, like, starting to kind of come down around the side. It's not dark enough yet to be difficult necessarily, but you're starting to feel the temperature drop a little bit. And as you kind of get out onto the water, you're seeing some fog kind of start to develop a little bit. Nothing crazy, that should work, right? As the water stays warm, but the kind of air is starting to cool down.
I don't think
that makes sense. It starts to condense kind of above it and create like mini clouds.
Sounds to me.
I don't know. Anyway. It starts to make the islands look spooky, okay? That's what I'm going for here.
Guys, you see those islands over there?
you hear some loons in the lake as you cross, and as you hit shore and track up a little bit. Defago's just kind of like, okay, I'll go first. We'll find a site. You guys know how we typically hide the canoe. Let's do it like normal. You know, you just never know if anybody is anywhere. And always remember, if anything happens, you know where to find the canoe, and just get out of here, okay? Cool, break. And then he runs up the hill a little bit. Then you hear him just kind of call back and be like, okay, guys, I got a spot up here. Whenever you're done.
That was fast. I will.
Hello.
You know, dock the canoe, as it were.
Okay. Basically, just involves bringing the canoe up, you know, 10 feet up from the waterline or so, and flipping it over, putting it into the trees, and then covering it with some leaves or something, and making a notch in a tree near it, just so that you remember where it is. Cool. And then you head up, and you see that DeFargo has already kind of dug out a little bit of a pit for a fire, kind of arranged some logs or some kind of some rocks around it in a big circle, and he's just setting the tent up as you guys kind of crest to the top of the hill to find him there in the spot.
And DeFargo, you work fast.
Does he look normal?
Well, I mean, it took you guys like 15 minutes to decide that you were going to handle the canoe or something, so I mean, it's not really that impressive.
Where was feet
and yes, his feet are still there.
Just staring at his feet. He probably thinks you have a thing for feet.
I don't know about you guys. It's not my thing, but if you want to keep looking at him, that's fine.
No, Sam, I don't think he is DID. Thank you. So we're just hanging out. We're just having a normal night here.
I will go gather firewood.
Excellent. It is not hard to do because you're surrounded by trees.
I'm going to stay here within 3 feet of DeFargo and watch him.
Just intensely staring at him, and it's like,
nice. DeFargo is just kind of like, well, you know what I call them, the Islands of Death?
No.
It's everybody who comes here dies! No, I'm kidding. We used to talk about the fact that just because it's you know, slightly secluded, typically there's stronger, like, kind of presence of mountain lions and some other predator species in this area. So, just kind of typically tend to avoid it. You know, hunting mountain lions and stuff isn't really so useful most of the time.
Fair. I mean, I kind of wish you mentioned mountain lions before, but you know, that's fine. That's fair.
Nobody asked. You tell people there's Islands of the Dead, and suddenly everybody wants to go, and like Skeleton Lake all over again. Nobody wants to go figure out what the real story is. Everybody's just like, "Oh, you called it a creepy thing? It must be real."
Okay, fair point. Fargo, fair point.
But, was Fargo roasting us for no reason?
I mean, at the same time, DeFargo then looks at Ghoul. It's just like, and I mean, I don't know why, but I think these two are like plotting against me or something. So like, can you just make sure they don't, like, kill me in the middle of the night?
Hey, you know what? I'm working on a trust thing with them.
I'm staring at them.
if you're on the good side here, I'll work on my trusting with them. Then I'll work on the trusting, try to connect the trusts, and then we'll kind of... We'll make this work. We'll try it.
Right. Yeah,
but also...
That.
Yeah, no problem. I still keep my eye on you in case, but, you know, everyone's a suspect. Also, everyone... No one's the suspect at the same time, but you know, we gotta keep minds open here.
Everyone is simultaneously not a suspect and a suspect at the same time.
Does that include you?
No, I'm a suspect.
Yes, it's a superposition suspect theory.
Is Jewel also a suspect?
I could be. Yeah, I could not be.
Not even me.
You know. I even have to ask myself every night, am I a suspect?
So what are you doing every time you go off to the bushes? Doing an interrogation?
As we say, he's saying, suspect.
Yeah. I take a deep breath, and I say, suspect. I ask myself, suspect, and I'm like, no.
Has the answer ever been yes?
I'm going to stay up by the fire again tonight.
He's like, I'm not going in the tent with them.
Alright, fair enough.
Okay, sleeping arrangements, school, you're laying at the doorway again.
Seems to keep getting, I mean, you know, it's only been twice, but it seems to keep getting the doorway. You know, it's fine. I get it.
Well, as the detective, I would assume you would want to be the first alerted if someone sneaks out.
Yes. No, that's, you know what, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was trying to build up to that point, but here we are, so.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll nestle myself in front of the tent and just try to be alert while also just relaxing.
I will go to bed whenever Defago goes to bed. So I will not leave more than 3 feet away.
I would like to channel my ghoul and sniff intently.
Okay.
I am smelling for the smell of a Wendigo, which is just what I assume I was doing each every time.
I mean, it's one of my methods as a detective.
So Defago actually pulls out a bottle of brown liquid. It's kind of like, I need to relax a little bit more on this trip, so...
Is he doing drugs?
I kind of figured, you know, I guess now it's time to pull out some of this whiskey I bought off of one of the miners not too long ago. It's pretty good stuff. Kind of need to, you know, blow off a little bit of steam, so if anybody's staying up, anybody else want some?
Yeah, I'll take a swig.
Well, I mean, you don't take a swig. You've got a cup. I'm gonna pour you some.
Oh, well, even better. Yeah, go bring it on. Give me some of that whiskey.
This is like jumping up and down next to him.
It tastes terrible. It tastes like somebody distilled it in their bathtub. It's like a reddish brown kind of color, but it tastes horribly immature. And it is strong as hell.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Defago, that is awful. That is just the worst.
Yeah, well, you know, can't really get very much good booze up this way.
Are they drinking Buckley's?
It tastes awful, but it works.
Not sponsored?
No, it's local hooch. Nobody else? Kind of like holds up the bottle to Eagle and Ingrid.
I just stare at him as he does so.
Okay. Well, you get rest.
Guess what? Yeah, you don't want to live a little, it's fine. I get it. It's fair.
He keeps pouring more for ghouls.
I want to live a lot.
Drinking more of it.
And yeah, I still drink regardless, going like, oh. Yep.
As the bottle's about halfway down, and Ghoul and Defago now are arms around each other, just kind of like laughing and stuff. It's just like, man, this stuff is so terrible. Oh, Ghoul. I think one. Just kidding.
This stuff's terrible.
It's a waffle. Give me another one.
Yeah, look at these two squares over here just watching us. This is weird, man.
They're possessed.
I know.
Are they drunk?
I think they're possessed.
Yeah, I think they are.
He says I'm possessed. He thinks I'm possessed. What an idiot.
Well, for possessed, I'm feeling great right now.
Yeah, it's not unlike, what is it? This 30-day proper still whiskey to, you know, really get you there.
Mmm. Really ages it well.
Definitely possessed my spirits.
All right, you know what? You know what? And DeVargo kind of like looks very seriously at the two of you. It's just like, I don't know what the hell the two of you have against me right now, or what do you think is going on? But like, what did I ever do to you?
Yeah, what
you tried
what
to eat me, and you turned into a wendigo and ate somebody's arm.
No, listen to yourself. Yeah. That's silly. The Wendigo stuff is all stories.
Are you calling me a liar?
I mean, I'm not calling you late for dinner, that's for damn sure.
I push him.
Whoa.
Okay,
whoa.
You push him and he falls backwards off the log he's on, and the rest of the whiskey goes everywhere. It's just kind of like, oh.
Cole's like, how can you do that? That was perfectly awful whiskey.
So I'm expecting you to try and soak it up off the ground.
Yeah, Ghoul, no, you know what? You know what, Ghoul, it's okay. The two of them are just, they're obviously crazy. They said I lost my feet. Who loses their feet? My feet are right here. It makes no
lost
sense.
Lost his feet.
Are his feet there?
His feet were gone.
His feet are there. His feet are there. Okay. He bent over. He's like got one of them like up. And he's just like, see?
I drunkenly like take my magnifying glass, being like, see, there's a foot. I see a foot.
Mike, you're going to have to blur that foot in post.
No, you know, I'm open for commissions if anybody really is interested. Wait, I was gonna make money somehow.
You don't get money if you're smoking them for free.
He kind of looks to me and he's just like, well, if you think I really did it, then why aren't you, you know, why don't you bring it back and have me arrested or something, or try me? Like,
because we want to get the Wendigo out of you. We're going to save your
life. I mean, right now, there's no Wendigo inside of me. I'm 100%
How do you know?
Genuine DeFargo.
Do you know? You didn't know when the Wendigo was in you the other night.
Wendigo?
Because it wasn't in me the other night.
But it was.
How do you know? One.
We saw it. You have no feet. You were eating people.
No, there's no way. He must have just.
You wanted to eat me.
Maybe the Aurora Borealis went overhead, and the two of you had like a freaking group hallucination or something. Like,
do you know anyone who's ever seen the Wendigo that remembers it?
No.
Do you think maybe that's because when they turn into the Wendigo, they don't remember it?
You know, I've always wondered if that's a possibility, but then I take that thought and I shove it way deep down inside, and realize it doesn't make sense. So,
I'm gonna go gather firewood.
I mean, I'm being a neutral party here, but my man DeFago's making some sense.
That doesn't sound very neutral, Ghoul.
They got nothing on me. Cool. Just like, I don't understand. I don't get. Maybe it's because I'm, like, maybe they just don't like native people. Maybe that's.
Yo, don't you pull that card on me, DeFago. Don't you dare. You ate somebody's arm.
you can't prove it. If you can prove it, then arrest me.
You're under arrest. Citizens arrest.
Okay.
Hold on a sec. As the detective of the group, I feel like we need somewhat more evidence just to solidify the facts.
The detective of this group, you should have seen this. You should have known what was going on and figured it out long before me.
I have a very particular method. A very particular method helped by that shitty whiskey, but you know, it takes kind of like that whiskey. You gotta let it ferment. You gotta gather everything you can, get the right ingredients to make the perfect, like, case solved in a bottle. You know how that, you know, something like that. I think I'm starting to lose my point. I might be a little bit drunk, just a little.
Yeah, you're saying a lot of words, but they aren't meaning much.
My words have
meaning. This is your rest.
Look, all I'm saying is, like, I understand what you guys are trying to get. I mean, you got no evidence to prove that I did. I don't know what you saw, but, like, what does that even mean or matter? What are you trying to take the one to go out of me? How are you going to do that if that's what you think? Or, like, if there's another bigger one to go, or how are you going to find it and what are you going to do with it? Like, it sounds like to me, you're just like, you just jump in the shadow.
DeFalco, go to bed.
Don't tell me what to do. You're not my mom.
Right now. Bed.
Yeah.
It is late. You are drunk, and you're saying things you don't mean.
I didn't mean what I said.
Get to bed.
I mean, he sounds fine to me.
We'll take DeFalco to bed.
Aw. Do I have to?
come on. Well, you guys are no fun anyway.
Yeah, fine. We'll have our own. Well, you know what? We'll have our own camp with, you know, with blackjack and hookers.
You like blackjack?
And get blackjack and hookers out here.
Yeah. I can go for that.
In the tent.
You can go to the tent and you hear some snoring like 5-10 minutes later.
I'm stumbling, following him. It's like, guys, trust me. I have this case under control, and then he just kind of, I collapse.
Imagine I look in, they're just like slammed on top of each other in an X. Picking up the whole tent.
Eagle, did you hear how that guy spoke to me?
I went to get firewood ages ago.
Are you just talking to yourself?
Turn around, he's not there.
Damn it. You hear the crackling fire and the sounds of the hooting of owls in the trees. You know, the smell of the burning logs and the terrible whiskey that was spilled on the other side of the camp. Are you waiting for Eagle to come back? Oh, okay. I assumed the two of you were
down here. Is there a bright moon, or is it dark enough that it's dangerous to be away from the fire?
I mean, we'll say the moon's pretty bright, but it's definitely dangerous to go too far unless you got like a lamp or a torch.
I do not. I guess I better head back.
He comes back. He's got no firewood. He was just hiding behind a tree.
I will
okay.
stay up tonight and do watch.
Okay. We're just going in the next morning then?
Unless anything happens in the night.
Don't say that, Mike. Nothing happens in the night. Everything's peaceful and lovely.
Nothing happens. Pretty calm night.
That didn't sound convincing.
I don't believe you.
It sounds like maybe I didn't notice something happen.
No, so you wake up the next morning, fog is burning off the top of the lake, so again, kind of surrounding the islands, it's this kind of moist, kind of foggy look. The snow starts to fall very gently early in the morning. The sun is hidden by clouds. Defago wakes up and just kind of yawns and just like, oh, man, good night.
Was it? Was it a good night?
Yeah, I feel great. I don't know about you guys.
How's Ghoul feeling?
You're just here from behind a tree. Great! Fantastic! A little hungover, but you know, I'll live. I think I'll live. I'm like 80% sure I'll live. You know what? Up that. We're gonna go 90% sure I'm gonna live.
DeFago looks at kind of the group and is just like, okay, guys, so I just wanted to say, like, we probably should look to head back within the next day or two. We're going to start running out of supplies if we don't. And probably better to go back and make sure that people know, you know, we're alive. Might be a good idea.
I think I have to agree with the fog, though. Maybe.
Okay, so what are we doing today?
Yigil?
Let's explore these islands of the dead.
Cool.
Alright. As long as you don't run into any mountain lions, I'm okay with this plan.
Can't guarantee that.
So I just like to kind of wander around the islands and look for any signs of anything out of the ordinary. Areas where maybe there's lack of like nature sounds. Like a dead zone, as it were. I don't know, any indication maybe of bones or odd patterns of stones?
Okay.
Anything out of the ordinary.
I will follow Eagle and wait for the opportunity to pull out my crystal ball and speak to the dead.
Yeah. So
all behind.
So you're walking around and it doesn't appear to be anything too out of the ordinary. Like there's no dead zone as you describe. You come across a moose carcass. Looks like it's probably about a day old, and it looks like it's been stripped by animals of some sort. Again, there's nothing really like super out of the ordinary with it. I'm mostly saying that because... Thank you.
What does it smell like?
Blood?
I like a Wendigo.
No. No, it does not.
Do I catch any of the scent of the Wendigo out here?
Sorry?
Is there any hints of Wendigo out here?
None that you're really, like, seeming to notice. As you kind of get into midday and you've been tromping around the islands, you start to hear a growl.
Perfect.
Is it a growling or a rumbling?
A growl.
Like a dog growl or like a cat growl?
Like a cat growl.
Yeah. Oh no, it's a mountain lion.
Yeah.
Guess we should probably head the other way.
I think it's a little late for that. Eagle, your gun!
It's fine. It's a wild animal.
So you hear it, you hear it, and then it suddenly stops.
Now that is concerning.
And then the smell hits you.
There it is.
Coming. I look.
That what the Wendigo smells like?
Do I see Defago?
Defago standing beside the kind of the group of you is just kind of like, yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah, pretty weird.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Now you pull.
So the growling sound that you were hearing is kind of a little ways into the kind of the woods from where you are. Mm-hmm. You just kind of stand put. What's the plan?
I'll call out.
Do it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
What are you?
There is no response.
If you're a cop, you have to tell us.
Oh, yeah, but I hope there are no cops. I'm just only breathing. I'm breathing fresh air out here. Just that's it. That's all it is.
Will.
But maybe.
I'm gonna pick up a rock and throw it in the direction where we heard the growl.
You hear the rock echo through the woods.
Still smelly?
And you start to hear a lower rumbling, as though rocks falling down a hill.
Great.
The smell is still continuing.
Is there a...
What was that, Mike?
Does the rolling of the rocks sound like a name?
Nope. Just a low rumble at this point.
I'm gonna turn to... Oh, go ahead.
I said, I'm gonna yell, who's there?
Still just the rumbling.
Okay, Ghoul, you're up.
I'm gonna turn to Topago and be like, hey, out of those stories there, any means as to, like, how to kill a Wendigo? A chance if, an opportunity arises?
Mike, I'm gonna need your own vigilance for me.
Vigilance, okay.
Vigilance.
Just Mike.
What are we doing, Cody?
No, just Mike is rolling vigilance.
Oh, okay. You know what I heard? The best way to get rid of any problem? Fire. Because arson's a great answer for anything.
Also, sorry for the question. Am I adding my logic or just vigilance to it?
I'm just getting Mike to rope for the moment. Two successes? Okay.
Yep.
The Wendigo wants to possess Mike.
Okay. Still just a rumbling. Defago's starting to kind of freak out a little bit beside you guys and just kind of like, well, what do we do? We can't just keep standing here.
Why not?
Well, like, do we like go check out what that sound was, or do we leave, or what? We're also, which one of you suddenly smells like they haven't showered in 48 days or something?
The same damn thing we did when you turned into the Wendigo.
Okay, look, I didn't turn into it, okay?
You don't know shit. You did.
Okay.
Guys, I think we have to accept the fact that we're dealing with a Wendigo over there. We got just a Pago here.
You start to hear, in addition to the kind of rumbling sound, it starts to sound like there's a layer over top of like a whooshing, as though wind is blowing through leaves. And you start to realize you think you're seeing something up and over top of the forest.
I will throw a rock at me up.
So the thing is that it's very far away.
I still throw in that direction.
Okay, your rock is nowhere near it.
That's okay.
I'm gonna get my revolver at the ready. Just to be safe.
So you're standing there and you're kind of noticing that something is kind of breaking through the top of the trees. And as you kind of watch, you see this thing unfurl kind of up and out of the top of the tree. It's humanoid, but it is absolutely massive. The thing is standing, so it's vaguely human proportion. The torso is probably bigger than a normal person. The thing is standing with its chest above the tree line. And as it turns, its skin is like a sickly yellow white kind of color, and you can see the skeletal structure kind of underneath the skin, which looks like it's at the point of potentially tearing. And the thing, as it was standing up, was standing kind of with its back to you, but it starts to turn around, and you see an elongated jaw, almost like a dog of some sort. The skin is non-existent over the snout portion, and it has these piercing red eyes, and it's just looking and staring down into where your group is in the forest. So y'all need to roll fear checks for that.
Rude.
Great. Fear check.
Fear check again. Right, logic or?
It's logic or. That one.
Okay. Going with logic on this one. I got one success.
Mike?
Oh, I failed.
I knew it! God damn it, Mike!
Because I made him burn all his passes before.
Fine. Eagle's such a little scary butt.
He's not very rational at this point. He's seen too much shit.
You think it would make you, like, harden to the... You know?
I would think that. But here we are.
Here we are indeed.
How scared is DeFago looking?
Well, you guys look at him, and he's kind of staring at the three of you very confused.
Oh, he doesn't see it.
Just kind of like, what? What is going on with you two? Or what's going on with the three of you?
Oh, it's like the Invisible Man.
Okay. So, how many of you failed?
Just Mike. Sorry.
So, Mike failed. Chris, you got two? One?
I got one success.
Zoe, how many
did you get? It's just, yeah.
You got two? Okay, you all failed. So you're all terrified.
What? Two is a fail?
Yep. So...
Oh my god.
You all need to roll a d6 to see how many rounds it takes you to regain control of yourself.
Ah.
Six.
Only have a... Also six.
Also... You all suffer a number of mental conditions equal to the fear value. So, Mike, you get three mental conditions for that. Chris, you get two, and Zoe, you get one.
Oh, great. I'll just mark that up then.
So that's like the angry, frightened, hopeless, or broken, right?
Correct.
Perfect.
Hopeless. Hopeless feels about right in this situation, I would say.
So, frightened, hopeless, and broken?
You get...
I know, so basically, the fear value you're rolling against was three. So, you subtract the number of successes from that, and that's how many conditions you take.
Oh, okay.
So pick two.
Pick two, okay.
You take them in order as you go down.
Oh, it's angry and then...
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well,
you're angry and frightened. I'm angry. And Mike is angry, right. Frightened, and hopeless.
I'm angry and scared, you guys.
You so mad that I'm scared right now? I'm so mad right now. Mad.
It opens its jaws and you can tell it utters some kind of a shriek, but it sounds like it sounds like an avalanche. And you're seeing it start to lumber towards you. It's not... The weird part is that it's not... You don't hear, like, trees crashing down or anything. You don't hear the thump of its steps. It seems to, like... It seems to just move through towards you. And as you kind of see it moving, you see it lift one of its arms, and it takes a massive bite out of a dead mountain lion that's lying just completely limp in its hand. It just bites off the top half of this thing. DeFago's still looking at the three of you, realizing that, like, one of you has gone white as a sheet. The other two of you are starting to, like, just stomp around angry about this or something, and he's just kind of like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't like that we're not all on the same level. Should I? I should probably strike fear in DeFago, right?
I imagine it's just stomping and screaming and just in circles.
You don't think so, Mike?
I'm hopeless right now.
He's just kind of like got his hand on Eagle's shoulder. He's like, Eagle, buddy, you okay? What's going on?
What if you like to know?
I mean, kind of. Like, what is he like? Is he sick or something?
There's a giant thing about to eat us.
What?
Not see anything.
He looks in the direction you're pointing, and he's just kind of like, I don't see anything.
Defago, buddy, I swear there's something up there. And I took a deep breath earlier, but you know, there's something up there. I swear I could tell with my own eyes and their eyes. Up there, something. Which I'm assuming is the Wendigo thing that you guys were talking about before.
I don't know if this is the Wendigo. I'm not convinced. It doesn't look like how Defago looked the other night. Does it have feet?
You can't tell from here, because its legs are still below the tree level, and it's not at you yet.
If I had to guess in feet, how tall is it?
Probably like 20.
Not too bad.
Like, this thing is absolutely massive. And as you also see it, so it takes a big bite out of the mountain lion, and as you see it kind of like chew and then swallow it, the meat as it kind of goes down its gullet, you see it like, you see the creature, its stomach starts to like swell, as though, you know, it had been starving and finally been given food.
Feet, how far away is it from me?
Hard to tell. Maybe we'll say, like, bearing down on you guys from about half a kilometer away.
Okay. Can I throw my dagger at it? Like, is that... No, I should throw the rock at it again. I'm gonna throw another rock at
you
it.
You can't throw a rock half a kilometer, Zoe.
I'm gonna throw a rock in its direction.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna stop.
Wait, you're gonna shoot it?
I'm gonna shoot.
Oh, I thought he was shushing.
Now, I believe your conditions give you minuses.
Probably.
Should probably look those up. Let's take a gander here. What hopeless gives you. You're suffering from a condition. Get one fewer die for rolls.
Okay.
Is one or any number of conditions?
Probably be one per condition.
It says one fewer die for rolls that are linked to either physical or mental attributes. Also worth noting is that conditions stack, meaning
that two conditions of the same type will subtract two dice from your dice pool.
Yeah.
No matter how many conditions you accumulated, you may always roll at least one die.
Yeah. So yeah, so it's three mental conditions, but I don't think is ranged considered a mental one? What is ranged attack?
Precision. Which is physical, I think.
If it's physical, then your conditions don't apply.
Mm.
So they're mental conditions.
Yeah, so mental ones would affect your logic and empathy.
Yeah, so it is. It's a physical one. So you're good, Mike. You don't lose any dice for your shot.
Shoot 'em!
Wonderful. I only got two successes.
Oh my god. What's the range on your gun, Mike? Do you think you can shoot five?
Know.
You think you can shoot 500 meters?
I mean, it's a rifle. Range is 1 to 3, whatever that means.
Okay, hold on. This game is a weird range system.
It's the same range as a longbow, which can go pretty far.
Let's see how this range works.
Zones and distance. Okay. Yeah, so it has to do with just a very abstract out way of like how far away the thing is from you. I'll say sure. 500 meters is, I guess, 3 zones away. So your shot works. You fire at the thing. Are you aiming at a particular part of it or just hit?
Nope, I am firing in a panic.
Cool. You fire in a panic. And you see... You think you see the bullet burrow into the thing's shoulder. And it just doesn't seem affected at all by it. Just kind of keeps lumbering towards you. Takes the shot like a champ. Defario is still standing there and seeing the three of you again. It's just kind of like, so if you guys are just like this terrified, should we just go? Should we just run? Is that a smart plan here?
Oh, I mean, the bullets aren't working, so I think we should go with the running plan. What do you guys say? Teamwork? Agreed? Can we vote on it? Unanimous? Run?
I go where Egil goes.
Yeah, I'm gonna run.
I run.
Good choice. Right.
Away from thing.
Okay. You run. And you get back to... Are you guys going like all the way to the dock where your boat or where your boat was and then trying to basically get off the island?
I am.
Cool. Okay. No problem. You run there, you find the boat, you whip the foliage off, Defago helps you get it in the water. Everybody piles in the boat, and as you guys paddle away down there, you turn back and you can still see the thing, like, waist up, just over the tree level, and it's still just kind of, like, staring down the group of you. I also picture it now as with, like, just a little, like a little dopey tongue hanging out of the side of the jaw.
Like a chihuahua with no teeth,
but it's still just like a piercing red eyes. And then as you guys continue to kind of paddle away, as you basically get to the other shore, you see it kind of slowly turn around and then kind of like lean back down and get engulfed by the forest.
I look at Defago, it's like, so, Defago, buddy, I know you mentioned the mountain lions, you did not mention a giant freaking whatever the hell that was that could eat mountain lions. I'm more afraid of that if it can eat a mountain lion.
Did Defago see, like, a floating mountain lion? No, he's in hard denial. Dude's in hard denial.
Okay. Well, look, I think this is where we're gonna have to leave it for this week, because I want y'all questioning about it. You know, this was our last episode in November. December's coming up. Maybe we should switch to something Christmassy. Maybe not. See how we're feeling. But in either way, in either case, thanks to those of you who are still hanging out with us. I think it's mostly just Sam at this point. I hope you enjoyed it. Been still a little bit of a weird one, but it's fun. So you can find us at Corporate Crash Course on YouTube and Twitch, and we are at CCCRPGs on Instagram and Twitter. So until next week, we'll figure out what we're playing, and we'll let you all know beforehand. But until then, have a good night, folks.